This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz held talks on Friday focused largely on the war in Ukraine. Sitting next to Scholz in the Oval Office, Biden thanked the German leader for German support for Ukraine.
Beyond your military support, the moral support you gave to the Ukrainians has been profound. It's been profound.
Scholz praised the cooperation between Washington and Berlin.
Really important that we acted together, that we organized our lockstep, and that we made it feasible that we can give the necessary support to Ukraine during all this time.
As they met, the United States announced a new package of military assistance for Ukraine totaling $400 million. Indonesian officials have called for an investigation and an audit of state energy company Pertamina's facilities after a fire at its storage facility killed 13 people on Friday. The fire, which started Friday evening at a fuel storage depot in the capital, Jakarta, quickly spread to nearby houses. The blaze sent residents into the densely populated area into panic. Authorities initially put the death toll at 17, but revised it later to 13. Dozens of people were injured and hundreds were evacuated. Reuters reported the fire was extinguished by the early morning hours on Saturday. Iran's judiciary issued arrest warnings on Saturday for four former officials who were accused of facilitating the theft of $2.5 billion in public funds in one of the country's biggest ever corruption scandals. The government's anti-corruption agency said Saturday that an investigating judge in Baghdad has issued arrest warrants for four senior officials of the former government. The warrants do not name any of the officials. The country's current prime minister has vowed to crack down on corruption. This is VOA News. Stocks rallied in Friday trading, sending Wall Street to its best day in 6 weeks. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Easing yields in the bond market have taken some of the pressure off of stocks. The Dow gained 387 points, or 1.2%. The S&P 500 rose 1.6%, capping off its first winning week in about a month. And the NASDAQ gained back 2%. New data showed the economy's in better shape than some had thought. Growth for services industries last month was stronger than what economists had predicted. Analysts say this helps ease worries about an imminent recession, but it could also add pressure on inflation. The next move by the Fed on interest rates is scheduled for later this month. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A New York man has pleaded guilty to stealing a badge and radio from a police officer who was brutally beaten by rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol building on January 6th of 2021. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
Thomas Siddick pleaded guilty to assault and theft charges for his role in the attack on Metropolitan Police Officer Michael Fanone. Rioters kicked, punched, grabbed, and shocked Fanone with a stun gun after pulling him away from other officers who were guarding a tunnel entrance on the Capitol's Lower West Terrace. Another rioter threatened to take Fanone's gun and kill him. According to a court filing, Fanone's body camera captured Siddick removing the officer's badge and radio. Siddick remains free on bond and will be sentenced in July. His sentence could range from 33 months to nearly 6 years. Norman Hall, Washington.
Buckingham Palace says King Charles III will travel to France and Germany for his first state visit since becoming monarch, underscoring Britain's efforts to build bridges with Europe following years of strained relations. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Charles and Camilla, the Queen Consort, are set to visit the EU's two biggest countries from March 26 to 31. Highlighting the significance of the trip is the fact that it will be the first state visit by a British monarch since 2015. The late Queen Elizabeth II, Charles's mother, stopped travelling abroad. Charles has recently met with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen at Windsor Castle and British PM Rishi Sunak when they announced a breakthrough in talks to resolve the dispute over post-Brexit trade arrangements for Northern Ireland. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A Belarusian court has sentenced Alice Bialyatsky, Belarus's top human rights advocate and one of the winners of the 2022 Nobel Peace Prize, to 10 years in prison. Bialyatsky and three other top figures of the human rights center he founded were convicted of financing anti-government protests. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.